You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Anyone who knows a teacher knows that they are overworked and exhausted. Children and teenagers can be challenging, bringing with them into the classroom anger, resentment, and hostility. And that's when they make it to lessons. Camden, as a borough, generally does well at preventing truancy. 1.4% of lessons are skipped without authorisation in the borough, just below the London average of 1.5%. But, of course, problems still remain and are hard to deal with. On Tuesday, the national charity School Home Support were in Camden, talking about the work they do with students and parents in the borough. I went to meet them.
Hi, I'm Claire Smith, Assistant Director for School Services for School Home Support.
And I'm Josephine Namsi Riley, Service Delivery Manager for Camden.
So Claire, tell me, what do you do at School Home Support?
School Home Support is a national charity that places practitioners in schools to support children and families, whatever they're going through. We have supported thousands of children and families over approximately 27 years, building trusting relationships that enable them to get the most out of their education.
And so what does that mean practically?
Basically, it means that practitioners go and work in schools. They're placed in schools where they are independent, although they're best in the school. So we work in partnership with schools, and sometimes schools will refer those hard-to-reach families or families where there are issues, and then they will let us go in, build those relationships, find out what's going on, help where we can, and signpost parents to the services that will continue to support them throughout.
So how do you differ from a teacher or a social worker?
Well, we are not timetabled. We work for a charity, so we are not part of social services or a local authority.
Yeah.
And so that gives us the independence to be able to build trusting relationships. Mostly these families will have dealt with the welfare officers, with social workers, with head teachers, with inclusion, you know, people from the inclusion team, and so on and so forth. And so when we go in, we're able to say, look, we're here, we don't have an agenda, we just want to help your child get the best out of their education. And usually we're able to do that.
And it's that being detached from any kind of local authority and sort of any form of authority where parents will find it easy to engage with us.
And we're flexible because some parents haven't had a very good experience of school themselves, so they're not comfortable to meet in schools. We can meet in the park, we can meet in the cafe. The main focus is what we can do with parents, so we're able to go into their homes where, you know, appropriate, or we can meet them in different formats. We talk to them at the gates, you know, so we're much more flexible to meet parents where they are most comfortable to talk to us.
And tell me a bit about your work across Camden. What issues do you deal with here?
Well, in Camden, we work across a number of settings. We work in early years, we work in infant schools, we work in primary schools, secondary schools, and pupil referral units. So obviously that work is varied. It varies from lending toys to a family that is not able to afford toys, or a family that's got a child with additional needs who needs special equipment or special toys to develop their skills and abilities, to dealing with students who have been excluded from school and still not giving up on them, still trying to support those families to help their children to achieve their full potential.
And what successes have you seen?
Over the last 6 months, we supported 451 parents, 171 children and young people, and delivered 3,959 interventions. And those interventions vary from telephone calls, one-to-one meetings, having home visits, escorting parents to meetings with other statutory providers or to their GPs, to running coffee mornings and running courses and helping setting up parent councils in schools to build those communities around those schools.
And I was just going to give you a couple of other sort of stats, sorry. that we have back in the autumn term, so from September to December last year in 2010, we helped 75% of children that we worked with to improve their overall attendance, which is obviously fantastic. And the other small statistic I wanted to give you was the 28% of self-referrals that we've had across the service. So obviously, although we're based in a school and the school may refer parents and children, we also have self-referral system where the parents will come and approach a practitioner. It's 28% of our workload.
Okay, brilliant. Tell me, what are the challenges that you think you're going to be facing in the future, Claire?
I think, not specific to any sort of local authority, but like all national charities and organisations in this particular sector, school home support is affected at varying levels in terms of funding across the piece, and that will be ongoing for the next few years.
What can you do to kind of hold back those difficulties?
In terms of riding through the storm, I mean, I think it will be difficult. It is difficult times ahead. It's difficult times now, but I think over the next sort of couple of years, providing that we all stick together and I guess do more events like one of the ones that we did today in terms of raising the profile to generate funding from other sources, external from local authority.
You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.